Hey everybody, it is Shelly and Taylor for another episode of Real Estate. I love it. And if we have a little bit of the giggles, it's because Taylor was making some funny faces before we got started. So hopefully for those of you that are going to be listening and not watching, be glad. Be very, very glad you're not seeing her faces. So so this episode, we want to talk about showing homes. And, you know, whether you're 10 years in, 10, actually 11, almost 12 months.
I found out yesterday through like photos, I was taking my class a year ago this week.
That's crazy. Yep. So pretty soon we're going to say a year, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, in the last couple of weeks, Taylor has shown a couple houses on her own. Mm-hmm. And granted, it's somebody, it's like one of her really good friends from high school, family member. And even though I like to go with Taylor, she's getting to the point where, you know, she can at least walk through and stuff, right, Tay?
Yeah.
So how did those go? Like, just, you don't have to go into the part of the podcast yet, but like just the feeling of going out on your own and doing it.
It was exciting. I had fun. I think it was definitely more comfortable because I knew the people, mm-hmm. Especially for like the first time doing it by myself. It was nice actually knowing the people and already having a relationship with them. But yeah, it was exciting. I had fun.
Nice. So, and I do remember those feelings. I did not really show people I knew at first. I was showing people, like we had said before, up in Oswego, which is 45 minutes away. And it is, you know, the people are watching you like get ready for the showing, mm-hmm. right? So we prep a little bit, we print out the papers that we need, we look up the property so that we can have conversations about it. But the very first thing that we do when we get to the property is actually unlock the door, right? Mm-hmm. So at least in our area, there's kind of a blue, it's called Supra. And I call it the hide a key. You basically, it's a Bluetooth, your phone connects to the box and you push up on the bottom of the box and it activates the Bluetooth. Once it's activated, you type in your code so that people know you're the one that's unlocking the box and push up and then the key kind of pops down into your hand. So it is a little nerve wracking, but so I'm gonna let Taylor tell her experience first and I'll share some of mine as well.
So for the first house I showed on my own, it was nice. I got there, talked to them for a few minutes before. Luckily for me, the garage door was unlocked. So they went and looked in the garage while I was trying to figure out the key. But let's just say I couldn't get it to connect. There's a little red dot mm-hmm. that pops up when you're trying to connect it. And the red dot wasn't blinking for a little bit. And then it was blinking and I didn't like press up hard enough or something. So it took a few tries. Once the red light started blinking, though, I got it on my second try. But my mother did get a call at one point saying I didn't know how to do it. And then even when I finally got it open, I pulled the key out and I'm looking at it. And it didn't have an actual key to like unlock the door because it was a code. And I'm staring at it and I was like, there's no key. And it took me like a minute to figure out why there wasn't a key on the thing. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I was like, the number. I thought it was just like the house number or something at first. Like I didn't think too much about it. I was like, oh, numbers.
Well, you're so nervous to unlock the box, right? And you haven't, and like she said, I got the phone call. So I thought, well, maybe the battery had died on the box because mm-hmm. she said the red light wasn't beeping. And so I called the agent mm-hmm. and as soon as the agent didn't answer, I was getting ready to text her. And as I was getting ready to text her, Taylor called back and said, I'm in, right?
Yes.
And then I just sent the agent a text saying, hey, just so you know, Taylor's out there showing the property. And that was the first one. And again, you know, you're expecting a key, you get the code, and it's your nerves, especially when you're the first one. Yes. So you showed two properties that day.
Yeah. So we looked at that house and we had another showing. So we drove over there. And so first when we got there, there was already somebody showing the house. And so I didn't know this at first. So we parked in the driveway and I started walking up to the door and then I saw people inside. I was like, whoa. So I was like, we gotta go. So we got back in the car, we went over and waited for them to leave. And even like that was stressing me out a little bit because I kept looking at like the driveway to be like, have they left yet? And I could barely see the driveway. So I kept like staring back and eventually I saw them standing outside. So I was like, okay, they're definitely leaving. Couldn't see the driveway. So I waited a few more minutes and then we went back. And then, so we get to that house and I go over to unlock the door again. And I don't know if like maybe the key was jammed in there, but I got it to connect and it said it was unlocking and I kept pushing up on the thing to get the key to come out because you kind of just like jam it up and then it falls down into your hand. And I think I tried maybe like 7 or 8 times. I had my, I was there. I looked at what the client, I was like, can you please just see if you can jam it up? Like, maybe I'm not strong enough. So I had him, he went, he tried to do it. He couldn't get it, which I'm not going to lie, made me feel a little bit better.
Of course it did.
I was like, whoo, it's not just me. And so we shook the lockbox a little bit until it finally opened up. But that I was starting to think we weren't going to get in. I had they're like looking around, like we're like, maybe they left the door unlocked. Who knows?
Break in.
Sneak in.
So the funny thing is, she left out the part where she called her mother again. Okay. So two showings in one day, and I got phone calls for both of them.
Yeah.
And I did. I told her, I'm like, turn the box upside down, shake the box, like get that key. So when you're putting your key in that super box, sometimes people like to have
keychains
or different things, and it jams up the box, right? So
yeah.
Again, experience. No way would Taylor have known that you have to like kind of wrestle the box and get it. But the funniest part was she unlocked 4 lock boxes before she left the office.
More than that, I pulled 4 lock boxes out, and I think I did each lock box like 3 or 4 times, and I was like,
practice.
I'm all good. I got this. The first one I struggled with for a minute, and then after that, it was smooth sailing. I got all of them open. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is gonna be great. First house,
wasn't
so great.
Nope. Second house, not so great.
Not so great.
But, and obviously it was Taylor's first showing, and that kind of stinks for Tay. But the reality of it is, that's even me. Like, the most stressful part is, are you going to actually be able to get into the door? Like, is the super going to work? Is the key going to actually unlock the door? I had a showing one time when I was fairly new, and the key would not turn. And I called the listing agent basically made me feel like it was my fault. We ended up putting a purchase offer in, and we finally got into the house. But when I came back for the home inspection and that key turned, there is no way, I don't think they put WD-40 on that lock, because it couldn't go like from very difficult to super easy in a matter of about 48 hours. So there is this stress. I always talk about like showing houses looks fun, mm-hmm. right? People are like, I love walking through homes. But did you think that was going to be a stressful part of the showing?
I did. And that's because I struggle with keys. I knew going into it, the hardest part of this would be keys.
Yeah. And the one thing you do every day in real estate is what, Tay?
Use a key, unlocking the door. Even to get into my office, I got to unlock the door.
To get in, yes. But there are things that you can do for anybody that is new. And, we're going to give you some tips for anyone who has been in the industry. If there's something that we're not mentioning that you think of, please share it with us, because we collaborate and we help each other. Obviously, we talked about the fact that you can shake the box to get the key.
Mm-hmm.
There was another house that I showed, and it's a Bluetooth. So if you're up in like a lot of the country area, Wi-Fi is not up there. So the Bluetooth may not work. But this was in the city of Syracuse, right underneath Interstate 81, if you know that. And I got to the house, and the super app has an X over top of it. So once it resets itself, the X goes away. And that super app resets every single day to make sure that Shelley Hoffman still has access to get into those lockboxes. And the X wasn't leaving. Turns out it was a bad service area. So I had to get in my car, drive down the road, and then come back once I was able to activate my the update and get in the house. So I had to put in my private remarks for that listing to warn the agent, you will not have access to activate your Supra. And people don't always read the private remarks. So I did have a couple agents get a little bit upset with me, but because they got to the house and they couldn't activate Supra. And then, I pointed them to the private remarks. So what I do when I teach people, and I told Tay this, activate your super before you leave. So whatever state you're in, whatever you utilize, you want to be prepared. So now when I wake up in the morning and I'm heading to the office, one of the things I do is I just activate Supra. That way I'm good for the day. Will you do that, Taylor?
No.
You know when Tay's going to learn to do it? The first time she can't activate Supra standing in front of a house. I guarantee it.
Funny enough, I when I went to show the second house that day, it was taking forever. I remember her telling me about it. And so I knew that was like something about it not connecting was actually like a thing, that if I didn't have service, it wasn't going to connect. And when I, or maybe in the first house, but when the red light wasn't popping up, I was like, oh no. I was like, what if I don't have service? I was like, what do I do? And I did think about it. And then when I got to the second house, I made sure I already had it on my phone pulled up, but now that she's saying it, it's not what I thought it was, but that's what I thought I had to do, was already had the app up because of Bluetooth that wouldn't connect to the box in that sense. But yeah,
it's all these like little things of real estate that you don't even think about. They certainly don't teach it in the real estate class. Mm-hmm. But I often think that we should have like a post real estate license class that says, these are the steps that you do to actually show a house. These are the steps that you do to research showing a house. But I'm sure if you go to a certain brokerage, the broker would walk you through those steps. Since she's my daughter, I try to walk her through those steps, but
since I'm her daughter, I don't always listen to her.
She does not always listen to me. No, there's a big difference between supervising an agent and supervising your child, for the record. So another thing that you could do to prepare for getting stuck with that, that lockbox or that key, is get there ahead of time, right? Because like Taylor said, that first time they were in the garage, mm-hmm. So they weren't watching you. What about the second time?
Oh, they were standing right next to me.
Yeah.
And I laugh because, like I said, I know them very well. I've known them for years now. And the lady, she was standing behind me, and she was kind of farther back. And at the first house, when they were in the garage, they had come back outside, and she was standing next to me. And once she was standing next to me is when I got it open, right? So obviously she was like scoping around because there was a fence to the backyard that was open. So she went to the backyard to look, and she came back, and her boyfriend was still standing there that he had helped me. I'm telling you, she walked right back up next to me and it unlocked.
She's your lucky.
That's what I said. I was like, if we show a house again and it's just me and you, you better stand right here. Next.
What if it's just you and him?
Your box isn't opening.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it is. I'm superstitious about that stuff too. And I can't tell you how many times I've gotten the box open and I'm trying the key, and I say to my client, I'm like, you try and turn it. And they turn it right open. It is satisfying, like you said, when they can't accomplish it either. Right. So, you know, getting there early, having your super already activated. And then from a listing agent standpoint, don't do anything that's going to jam the box. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing worse than having a jam box and not being able to open it to get your clients. And it's not a good look for the listing house either. If the client can't get in, they may change their mind about not mm-hmm. buying it. So in locking the door, you walk in. Was there anything else that was stressful or different about showing properties by yourself?
So this might sound kind of silly, right? But I obviously I'm 21. I'm on TikTok a lot, right? And I get a lot of real estate TikToks on my page. And this one, it was like the do's and don'ts when you're showing a house or something. Mm-hmm. And I think what it was is it was her property that she was like showing, and she was like, so she knew the property very well. She knew the house, where everything was, like if you open the door, where it would go. But when I was watching the TikTok, she made it seem like I have to walk in the house and know exactly what everything is before. And I'm like, so like I was, I like look at the pic, you know, like you look at the pictures of the house, you see where you're going. I remember I had looked at the photos and I like read the everything. I was like, how does she know where everything is before she gets there? And so I was showing, I don't know which one it was. It was the first or the second house that day, but I was showing the house, and I think one of them was like, where's this going? I was like, it's happening, I don't know. And so I opened the door and I was like, oh, it goes to the basement or whatever. But I didn't say anything to her, open the door, like I had to know like the whole layout of the house. And like that stressed me out. But like thinking about it, I was like, I've never stepped foot in this house. I see the same thing they've seen on the house. Why would I know where that one door leads unless it specifically says it somewhere? But I was like, oh no, this is not good for me.
Or where's the light switch, right? They don't have light switches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you hit there. I think it was one of those, it was like a bedroom. And I think what it was, the light switch, it didn't have an overhead light. So it like takes you to like a lamp or something like that. But I flipped the light on because they were looking in the bedroom, and I was like, So like stuff like that, like I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe you can pull out my flashlight and hold it up for
we
you
do
guys.
That sometimes we do, we pull out our flashlights. Mm-hmm. No, but you're right, and sometimes people on TikTok or Facebook Reels, wherever, they say I always get there, you know, 10 minutes before and I turn on the lights, and that's all well and good for the first house you're showing, but when you're doing a caravan, are you going to tell your clients, hey, wait here,
right,
give me 10 minutes to get into that house, right?
Even if, like, you know, with our market now, a lot of the times the showings are back to back when a house comes on the market. You can get there however early, but there might be somebody inside, so you can't get in anyway. Oh,
so this is another difference between new and old, or maybe cranky, is if my appointment's at 5 o'clock and they're in there at 5:01, I am knocking on that door and saying, hey, our showing's starting. You know, maybe we'll start outside, you know, mm-hmm. depends on what's going on. But yeah, when Tay mentioned she sat in the car and waited for them to leave, I thought, wow, that's really nice of you, Taylor, because I'm not that nice anymore.
Well, right? Because it was back to back, my thought process was, is I had looked at how many showings were before us when I had made the appointment. And so I knew they were all back to back. So for all I knew, they had waited 10 minutes to get into the property and so forth. So everybody was behind. But it was kind of funny because then when I was leaving, there was somebody waiting outside, and I looked, I saw them pull in, like same like I did. They pulled in the driveway, and it ended up being an agent.
One of our agents. Yeah,
that's what I work with. But I didn't know that at the time. And I was like, how do I get them out? I was like, I'm like checking my watch. I'm like, what time is it? And we had walked out. I locked the door. And like I said, I knew the agent. So she came up and she goes, it's past your showing time. I was like, well, I didn't get in until 10 minutes after.
Well, Taylor told me that she was there at the end. And then that agent had mentioned to me as well that she walked up and saw Taylor, which again was kind of nice because at least it was an agent. So that day, if you think about it, you knew the client, you had a relationship with them, mm-hmm. and you know, and you knew Maureen as well, which is nice. But,
yeah.
But it is kind of funny. So that 10 minutes, there's all these things that you see on TikTok, and you know, everybody tells you how to do your job, and you know, until you're in those shoes, until you're doing it, every house is different. Every transaction is different. Every showing is different. And we all handle it differently. I showed a house after a real estate event yesterday, and it was the same thing. Like Taylor mentioned, it's just one showing after another. And the agent in front of me, you know, again, I now have a relationship with a lot of them. I knew him, and you know, I stood outside because I was a little early. And then his name is Tom. He popped his head out, and we talked for a few minutes. And they left. And then my clients came. And we walked through. But you build relationships with other agents, and there's courtesy. So even though I said I'd be old and cranky and kick them out, I really wouldn't actually do that. But you do knock on the door and say, "Hey, can we start outside? Can we go?" Mm-hmm. But that is one thing that frustrates me with social media is people go online and they say, this is how you do the job. And I think to myself, no, the way that we do the job is different every day. It's different every house. It's different every client. But the one thing that is solid is you got to be able to open the lockbox and get the key.
Everybody makes mistakes when you start out.
They do. But like I said, 10 years in, and that key still stresses me out a little bit. So, but like I said, anybody else in real estate, if you have a trick to getting to that lockbox and being able to open it and open the door.
Oh, speaking of keys, one thing that stresses me out about keys is when you open the lockbox and there's two keys. And I think about that all the time because me and my mom had showed a house a few weeks ago, and I opened the lockbox and there was two keys. And I was like, uh-oh. I was like, do I use both of them? Is it one? Does this one go to like a garage or something? And then I was like, which one do I use? How do I know which one to use? Is the deadbolt and the knob a different key? And that stressed me out. I was staring at those keys for a minute. Thankfully, my mother was talking to the clients on the other side of the house.
I was distracting them basically while Tay was figuring out how to unlock the door. But it's just sometimes you go and there's four keys. And sometimes it's nice and they're labeled, but a lot of times they're not. Mm-hmm. They're not labeled. So, but again, you know, who would have thought that the first thing that you have to do for somebody unlocking a door is kind of sometimes the most stressful part of the day, to be honest.
Yep.
Do you have any advice or tidbits for people to unlock the door?
I think we should get rid of keys.
Just do keypads.
Yeah, and I want the code texted to me.
You know, speaking of that, real quick before we part ways here, is I was talking to someone who was showing properties down in the Carolinas, and apparently, at least new builds, there's a code. They text you a code, and the client or potential buyer can walk through the house, and then the agent reaches out to them afterwards. So I'm assuming that is for new builds and people's stuff is not in the house.
Right.
But I thought that was kind of neat. I don't think we'd ever do that if somebody was living there.
No.
Right. But that would eliminate the key problem, Tay, because that is a code to get into the house.
North Carolina's, they're pretty, or the Carolinas. North Carolina's pretty beautiful. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, until next time, again, we're just kind of going through the trials and tribulations of what stresses out a new agent and how does that relate to somebody that has been in the industry as long as I have. So hopefully you got something out of this. And if you're in our industry, we hope that you contribute.